When I came to Copenhagen from Falster, there was a really long way into Copenhagen. There was a long line of local Copenhageners and people from the Academy of Fine Arts. Really, there was a long line. Punk was at its height, and I was angry. Therefore, I went to the annual spring exhibition at Charlottenburg with a marker pen, and I signed everyone else's paintings as my admission project to get into the Academy of Fine Arts. And they were furious. They said it was vandalism. I responded that it wasn't vandalism, it was art. I call it re-signing. Anyway, I study literature and become an eternal student, studying for 17 years and never getting anywhere. And sometimes I think, why not swap one pointless course for another? So I went to the Academy of Fine Arts, where you have to submit your work anonymously in a room facing out to the street. I bought a big sledgehammer and knocked a hole in the wall. I knocked one single brick out, and then I went inside and put the stone in the room with a small card on it, which I wrote, "I want to get in." And then on the outside, I hung a card saying, "I can't get out." Of course, this was a criticism of the institution's autonomy. It closes in on itself. Art is harmless, innocuous, as long as it's just inside a museum exhibition. The most important thing is that it gets out into real life, that it relates, that it's social art, that it's relevant art, that it can change our perception of life. That's why you should never let an institution hide itself away and close in on itself. It must be open. There must be space, and there must be space for community. It must be a place where you can hang out so that art becomes a part of life. Because otherwise, art becomes art for art's sake, and thus totally irrelevant.